Our final presentation today is entitled Using Contractors to Move Longwalls by David Markham, who is the manager of longwall operations for GMS Mine Repair and Maintenance. Dave has 29 years of experience working across six different mining operations, including Shell Oil, Massey Energy, Xstrata Coal, Rio Tinto, Caledon Resources, and GMS Mine Repair. Specializing in longwall production, recovery, and install, his division is moving longwalls across the America this year. Dave holds foreman certifications in five different states and three engineering design certifications from Queensland, TAFE. Dave focuses on developing and training specialty crews in relation to all longwall recovery and installations.
Morning, everyone. Great job on the introduction. We at GMS have been doing this for the last 9 years in the mining industry. I've been lucky enough to do this presentation twice. I did a couple of presentations also in Australia in the same regards as using contractors, utilizing longwall moves and recoveries. Over the 29 years of experience, I started out as a general labor, shear operator, went into Shell Oil's management trainee program. And throughout my 29 years, you know, everything develops in a certain pace. Longwalls are out advancing development mining sections. And then in Australia in 2001, a contractor approached me about helping us out with a longwall move. So instead of shutting down the miner sections and utilizing the whole mine as we've always used here in the U.S., this is when the first thoughts of actually moving longwall operating units with contractors. So did a lot of work with guys in Australia with ESBD, Titan Mining, Mastermind, and so from my time at Newlands through Rio Tinto, and then my final stint was at Caledon Resources. I was the production manager there, and we were setting the mine up for a longwall system. And as a previous guest speaker there was with the Joy 4FCT, we had the Flexivator there. So I've been working on years and years of experience of developing systems and putting things in place to minimize downtime and achieving higher productivities with our customers. So I'd like to start off with this is a safety video. It's about talking about taking care of one another and watching your mate. So this is
he's good neighbor.
Sometimes you always can't trust the people you work with.
I think it's all in the neck. Do it one more time. Nick agility, yep. Girls.
What?
Nick agility.
Yes.
Your last man?
Come on. You try it.
Nah.
Go on.
Try again. Go.
Harder, bro. You need to do it harder.
Yeah, do it.
Go and do mine again, then.
It hurt.
No. It sounded hard.
Sharpen up.
No.
Lift plus.
I always play that sometimes and let everybody know that one thing about safety is that even though it might be your best friend or it might be someone you've worked with 20 years, don't always rely on somebody else. Make sure you lock out, tag out, make sure you inspect your work area. Make sure you take care of yourself. Thing with the our presentation here, you know, we realize that in the mining industry, it's always changing due to market conditions, retention of employees, skill sets, and improvements of mining machinery in regards to automation. Current longwall mining operations have seen improvements to the longwall mining units, thus increasing the extraction rates as compared to the years past. This has created a problem in regards to gate road development. That is the crutch for every longwall operation in the world. This has created a problem in regards to, you know, just everything that you need to do as far as getting a gate road developed nowadays, especially with constraints from regulations and just best safety practices, roof control management, just a myriad of things that that hinder gate development. Continuous miner Development rates have fallen in recent years due to retention of experienced operators, retirement, geological conditions. In years past, development has kept longwall units in a panel ready to mine. From past years' experience, I remember we used to have anywhere from 3 to 6 months to set up a longwall panel. Now it seems like every mine that we're at, for every customer, we're waiting, sitting there with pans on scoops, waiting until the miner does the hole through, the widening, and then it's full on. So what used to take us a couple of months to have a really good install, we do it in less than 3 weeks, sometimes less than 2 weeks. So past practices, the mine was shut down, the entire mine, it shut down the gate development. You'd only get to do a few formal projects while you were in those downtimes. Due to the positive lead times and utilization of development mining crews to assist with recovery and install of a longwall mining unit. In today's longwall mines, especially with mines that have multiple longwalls, it's been a detriment to the mine to temporarily suspend mining in the development units to assist the longwall department with longwall recovery and installation. This is where the opportunity for specialized contract laborers comes into play. You know, instead of shutting down the development sections to come and help a longwall move, with GMS, our core group that we've built, we can step in and take those roles and leave the development mining sections mining. You know, our employees specialize in specific skill sets. For instance, I've got I've actually got 4 mule operators that's been with me for 9 years. They average 6 to 9 longwall moves a year. We've been with some customers that had put their mule operators that they thought were, you know, their best man, which it was their best employee during the longwall moves. We've actually seen them now that they'll say, no, have you got your mule operators, Dave? Because when our mule operators got into that machine, they saw the difference in the technical skill sets. So, you know, currently with the longwall group, there's about 68 core longwall group members into this group. Consists of foremen, myself, several coordinators. And the average for the whole group is a 68, is 4.5 years of continuous longwall install and recovery experience with 6 to 9 longwall moves per year. There's been some years we've actually hit 12 and 14 moves in a year. So the boys are constantly traveling, and over this time, we have a comprehensive safety training program in regards to shield techs, mule operators, scoop operators, and we put them through this rigorous training as we employ people, and the people that we have, we recognize certain skill sets when we train shield techs, mule operators, and the technical people. You know, with this specialized, unique set of skills with the crews, we quickly develop a routine that allows them to recognize and minimize exposures to workplace hazards. Longwall Group has really, if you look at the number of longwall moves we've did for the last 9 years, you know, we're talking over 100 moves. Plus, and that doesn't count the weekend work and the jobs that we do with Mr. Murray on the weekends and for other potential customers and clients. And when these guys, this is all they do, it's repetitive to them. So they'll see things that most normal customers won't see in some moves, some people don't pick up. You know, it's hard to take a shuttle car operator, a miner operator, a general laborer and throw them into a longwall mix in the heat of a quick longwall move. So We it's a great thing with safety. We reduce hazards to everyone with the experience and skill sets. And efficiencies in longwall relocations and installs is maximized through this continuous repetition. This is a group of current customers that we currently have. Right now we're doing 4 longwall installs at the same time and 1 recovery as I'm speaking. I just got on a plane from Utah and came back out from Utah, so boys are pretty busy. Each and every one of these customers really appreciate what we do, and I usually get booked up pretty quick throughout the year, so it's kind of tough trying to manage these many moves in a year. Our biggest customers, Bailey and Enloe, they've been our best supporters. We started with them 9 years ago, and we're there 24/7 with them around the clock. Some of the specialty services is with the longwall recovery crews, the setup crews, longwall out-by utility crews, and longwall support. We do a lot of cross-training with the longwall crews. Like, say, for instance, we went to Bridger We've been to Bridger several times on their longwall moves. We'll run one complete entire shift. And like our guys are cross-trained, my foremans, myself, almost everybody in the longwall crews can run a pumpable PUR injection machine, and I actually have experience pumping glue in the face, pumpable crib crews. We do a lot of longwall consultancy services around the globe, longwall shield techs, longwall maintenance services. We actually have a couple of longwall maintenance foremen that we'll send to mines and help fill in supplemental, like when people are off injured for long term. We did some coverage in that instance. And we're working with Bridger, and I helped them when we worked on some stuff for their pre-driven longwall extraction face. So that'll be a first for them this year coming up. We'll pull that face with them coming up in October. GMS has a large footprint here in North America. We've got offices out in Price, Utah, Grand Junction, the Midwest, and Kentucky, Southern Illinois, Alabama regional office in Bessemer. Plus, we have a regional office in Waynesburg, then the corporate offices in Oakland, Maryland, and a regional office down in Beckley and in Chapmanville. So we've got a large footprint. Everywhere that we're associated into a region, we have longwall people full-time in those regions. And then also we've expanded to Canada too. So Canadian operations within a few years will be longwalling as well. So we're getting ready to make that transition for that area. This is a graph that shows how we rate against the rest of the industry as far as contractors. GMS is around 1,800 employees as a whole. So longwall and everyone's counted in this group. So, you know, this right here directly shows you that sometimes using contractors isn't a bad thing. It's really good for the mine. It's good for productivity that, you know, when you're bringing in a special skill set to a certain specific job, then, it you know, you reduce that hazard to safety, and also it promotes productivity and you get a better product at the end. So, you know, it's... we have an aggressive drug testing plan. We do extensive background checks. You know, I've had people that I've known in the industry that I wanted to hire, but we still got to put them through this process. Sometimes it might take 2 weeks for me to get the guy that I want, but we're not going to skip on drug testing, background checks. GMS is a great company about safety stand downs every quarter. We'll pull the workforces out and we'll do like almost like an 8-hour annual refresher. We'll go through things within the company, what's going on, talk about benefits, and then drive principles behind safety. We have new hire safety days for all our new employees, which that's one thing that's back into the industry again. We just come out of this downturn, and now it seems like a lot of the older miners have retired and a lot of people have left the industry, so we're back into the training aggressive young miners again. GMS has actually got a mine safety training center where we're simulating underground mining practices. We're going to start teaching inexperienced miners how to operate drills and work in an underground environment before they ever go to a mine site. So that's a big plus and positive for us. Engineering controls, monitoring progress of discipline. You know, we keep track of our people. We do a really good job. I was really impressed coming as being a former mine manager at Rio Tinto's Kestrel mine. Newlands, you know, it's different over in Australia. It's a totally different concept. I was a mine superintendent for Massey for a little bit before I went overseas. So coming from that side and coming to work for a contractor, you know, is a really tough transition. But once you saw how this company was structured and how they do things, then that's why they're successful. We do the best we can for incentive. You know, we give away trucks, barbecue grills, like for safety incentives. So we really, really drive safety in everything that we do. So we try to make our employees feel as important as the people and the customers that we work for. And then it's boots on the ground. You know, I'm on the ground on most of every longwall move. General managers, CEOs, you know, you'll see them pop in on midnight shifts or whenever. They're only a phone call away. You never know when you're going to see them. So they're always pop inspections on us. And then it's just longwall employee development. You know, I do a lot of hands-on coaching. We look for that talent and certain skill sets. And just because somebody says that they want to run something doesn't mean they're actually got the skill sets to do it. So we do in this new training method program, we do actually test, competency test the guys on mules, shield tech, longwall mining principles and stuff. So we do a pretty extensive job with the longwall group and throughout GMS in relation to these activities that we do. This is a customer that had a real fall in the face during the recovery. They had some problems, didn't have an idea what they were going to do. They called me, and as part of the consultancy services, and we actually came in, did this large void fill, and actually pulled shields through there. I actually did the extraction myself. It took a little bit of time, but cutting out the exposure rate. This mine had never seen this done before. We could have did it a little different, but I wanted to take a little extra few steps and make it safer. The shear cut through that. They weren't even finished with the bolting cycle. We cut through that and had a great result out of that. That was a large major mining company. At that time, they had three longwalls in that mine operating. Like I said before, most of the guys, I'd say at least 40% of my core group longwall guys can either do, can pump PUR. They know that it's like a second nature to them because we're exposed to that all the time too. And most of the times we're pumping glue, we're pulling shields. So the boys do a really good job at that part of our services. And then just a quick footnote, this is something that I did in Australia. This is the this is what GMS is, our next evolution in longwall maintenance and support. This thing is called the FlexiVar. It's out of Canada, sort of like the FCT system, but as long as the system is, that's all the development drive that you have to put into it. It was, I think, 230 meters in length. It had all the minor cable, ventilation services, extensions on it. I don't have the data logger reports. That's not a DMU. That's our low rigid file structure frame. When you get done driving the development section, you hang that to the roof, strip the rails off of it, and you already have your longwall belt in place. You don't have to demobilize the DMU unit like you do with this system. It's got four different configurations of how you can operate the system, and it'll cut a 90-degree cut through. So I just wanted to throw that in there to show you what GMS's commitment is to helping all of our customers and all of our regional locations that we have now. We're going to India at the end of the year. We've been asked by a couple of customers there to help them with longwall installs and recoveries. So we're starting to branch out. And that's the end of the presentation. If you have any questions, please see me. Thank you.